Sometimes things happen that make you stutter and curse all at the same time. This was exactly my reaction when I heard about those good old, armed-to-the-teeth, white supremacist militia boys who took over a bird sanctuary in Oregon. Like a northern spotted owl needs an AK-47 assault rifle to protect itself from extinction. Some people have the audacity to say that racism no longer exists. To those folk, I say, what are y'all tripping on? Whatever it is, you need to stop, do not pass, and go to the nearest drug rehabilitation center. Because a person must be in an altered state of consciousness to believe it. And this situation is a perfect example. African black people are being shot into human Swiss cheese by so-called laughable protect and serve police officers across this country. Some are children with toy guns, teenagers armed with nothing but a pocket knife and a hoodie. Their bodies are mutilated so badly there would be holes in the soles of their feet. That would be what would happen to the African black, brown, Latino, women, gay, lesbian, transgendered folks who would dare to oppose authority in this country. But then there's this situation in Oregon. But the road company of Dukes of Hazzard, the musical, or as I would like to say, poor welfare receiving, Obamacare using white folks, can roll up in a national park armed to the teeth with assault weapons, and nothing happens? As a matter of fact, people bring them cigarettes and coffee? Imagine what would happen if these were black African people, Latino folk, gay folk, uppity women, God forbid, who would oppose authority and take control of a federal facility or property. You know what you would hear? That was the sound of a tactical nuclear weapon being dropped on those so-called protesters of color. Oh yeah, Black Lives Matter. But after that, it would be Black Lives Matters if they were extra crispy. Let us think about this situation and what it really tells about us. Let us think about why there is a difference between people of color uprising, protesting, standing up for what they believe in, and white people armed to the teeth with assault weapons, the difference on how they are treated. My name is Coley Tingala, and that's my take.